It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. The weather is so cold and so dramatic right now at 13 degrees below zero. It seems almost operatic, does it not, Lauren Medici?
You know, it really does. This is the setting for some really great dramatic choices.
Absolutely. It's one where Don Quixote would have sung to dream about heat.
We can all benefit from imagining it being warmer.
That's right. Lauren Medici is with me. She's the director of engagement programs here at Opera Omaha. Appreciate you coming in on such a brutally cold day today. Quite a season. It's been fun. It's the we're in the middle of the 2018-2019 season. And as a recap, in October, we had Paiachi was the production here. And we've got several more coming up. But tell us about this.
Yeah. So coming up in February, we have The Elixir of Love, which is a romantic comedy and a great opera. Our production is called Elixir of Love and not the original Italian because it's set in a 1980s performing arts high school. So you take all of your tropes of opera and then you take all of your tropes of high school and you put them together and it's going to be great. So that's coming up in February.
Now, was that a production decision? Was that a director? I mean, where did it come from to take that opera and then apply this methodology?
Yes, that
to
was
it.
A choice of the director and the production. And this production was, and this director originally created this production in Bologna, Italy. And so we have brought the director, Rosetta, here, as well as the set from Bologna. And then we're in the midst of rehearsals right now. So it's getting its own American high school from an Italian production is now coming back to America and getting its own Omaha spin on it. So.
Oh, neat. What comes after that?
Well, then we roll into the One Festival, which starts March 30th, and we're really excited about that. We'll have so many different events during the One Festival. We have two main stage operas, we have performance series, and we're working with a lot of different partners in the city to make that festival possible.
Yeah, and if you can remind people what that is, I mean, it's really a celebration that goes on for some period of time. There's a lot of opportunities to see a variety of different productions in different venues.
Over the course of 2 weeks, we'll have between 40 and 50 different events and productions that will be, we'll have a main stage opera, Faust, at the Orpheum, but we'll also have another opera that's in a site-specific to-be-announced location, and other performance series that will be around the city. We're partnering with Jocelyn, and there'll be an installation in one of their galleries. That's an interactive piece. We're partnering with Film Streams to do a really interesting sound exploration and film series. And then we have another piece that will be performed at the Kaneko. So we'll be all over the city. And then in addition to that, we have all sorts of free and other events that are in other places like Archetype Coffee for a late night concert series, doing a healing arts concert at UNMC. So we're really all over the city for the first 2 weeks of April. And it really shows the full spectrum of opera and the creative process of opera and all of the different modalities that go into it. So there's something different as every part of it. So there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Although we'll end up recapping in just a couple of minutes, probably a great time for people who want to keep track on, ooh, which event happens here, which event happens there. What's the website?
So the website for the festival is onefestivalomaha.org, and that has all of the festival stuff. You can also find that through our Opera Omaha website, which is operaomaha.org. So you can keep track of all the things. You can buy tickets. You can add things to your personal calendar so you don't miss them.
Now, I saw something here. Les Enfants Terribles?
Yes, Les Enfants Terribles.
It's a say it however.
So it's
you
a
like,
that's a Philip Glass opera that we'll be doing. That's going to be our site specific, and it's really interesting because Philip Glass is a contemporary composer. That's an opera that is written for three pianos. It's also a dance opera, so it's conceived with that dance element as part of it. So that's going to be a really interesting production.
Wow, very neat. And I saw the Playground on your website as well. Tell me
about
that. Yeah,
so Playground is a sound installation that will be at the Jocelyn, and we want people to interact with it and activate it and play it. Ellen Reed, who's the composer and curator for that piece, has conceived of, and with production designer Julia Nulemarat, they're creating a playground that makes sound and intentionally makes sound. And so then Ellen has also been composing an original piece of music to be played by musicians on this playground. So when they activate this space, it's a piece of music that'll be intentional. And then you can just come to the Jocelyn and make your own piece of music by playing on that sculpture. So we really encourage people when they're there to play.
Traditional, experimental, new. If you think you know what opera is all about here in Omaha, you don't. You need to check it out. OperaOmaha.org. Lauren Medici, Director of Engagement Programs, thank you very, very much for coming in today on such a chilly day. Do appreciate it. Morning Edition continues on KIOS FM right now.